Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say.
That's the Hooters bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being with us. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We have a lot of things there that will help you. New videos, we put a new one up every week, at least once a week. And we got dozens and dozens of new interviews every week that you can listen to, new segments. Please check that out. All part of what we do here on the radio. And, of course, the articles that I've written and my Brain Trust members have written. The poll question right there on the homepage. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of stuff there. It'll help you with your small business. Have a great visit with our new friend David Gebler. He's the author of The Three Power Values, Commitment, Integrity, and Transparency. David, tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
Thank you. So easiest way is on the web, powervalues.com. It brings you to our website, and you can get more information about our work and about the book. And it's available through the normal channels, through Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com.
Powervalues.com. Check that out, folks. David, one of the things that I'm seeing out there that I'm really concerned about is the way large companies have behaved, especially since 2008, as they have worked with small businesses, you know, business-to-business relationships. More and more, as you know, over the last 20 years, more and more small businesses have become integrated vendor partners with big businesses, because we do things that the big company doesn't want to staff up for. So we're providing them with a lot of services. But especially since 2008, I'm seeing a breakdown in the treatment, in the ethical behavior, the professional behavior from the big company to the little company. And I fear that it's because the decisions that are being made are not being made in proximity to where they're being executed, so that a boss, a VP up the chain, who never sees the vendor, makes an arbitrary decision that the person below them, where the deal is put together, that his representative or her representative doesn't feel they can make an adjustment, and it winds up being a bad situation for the small business vendor, whether it be how they're paid, how the contract is put together, or whatever. It results, frankly, David, in bullying and sometimes abuse. And I think that's the reason why I think your book is an important one. What do you think?
I agree. I think that's exactly right, and the research will confirm that. So I have two thoughts that relate to that particular challenge for a small business owner. You're absolutely right. Proximity matters. And it's almost, it's definitively human nature. The behavioral economists and the social psychologists are now showing us as business people that look, most people are good. Most people really want to do the right thing, and most people actually value the relationships. So the challenge for a small business owner is to make sure that you have the deepest relationship possible with the most, as you say, proximate manager.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you can develop the personal relationship with that person, they care. They have a stake in this, not only because they need your work, but because they like you. And so the best advocate is going to be make sure it's as local as possible.
And prior to 2008, that was easier to do. You could do that more likely. Since 2008, those decisions have gone up the org chart and farther away from where the work is being done. Go ahead.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's not an easy challenge to overcome. But it may help in terms of just the way you structure conversations. You're right, decisions are being made further up the chain. Part of the strategy is also then in your conversations with your local contact
mm-hmm.
is to really probe the level of autonomy that local manager has.
Right.
One of the challenges from the big business side is that local managers are just as frustrated as well, because they know that to do their job right, they need to have this autonomy to be able to make as many decisions in the field as possible.
And David, they're more than frustrated. They're frightened because they don't want to lose their job.
They don't want to lose their job, but they also and they value the relationship because they know how important it is. Nothing drives a manager more crazy is when, quote, corporate will make a decision above their heads, mm-hmm. and they're the ones who are living with it in terms of either losing a good supplier or not being able, or this perceived bullying impacts the day-to-day relationship.
And let's assume, David, that all of us are big boys and girls and we can take it. There is one other thing that's lost in all this, and that's the benefit of creativity. Because when both sides are frightened, when both sides are concerned about the other side, trust breaks down, and when there's no trust, there can be no creativity, and the project, the relationship loses. What do you think?
Well, not only that, you lose creativity, you also lose efficiency and productivity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what happens is that if there's no trust, everything becomes a zero-sum game. Why would I give you the benefit of the doubt in anything, a deal term, a delivery deadline, if I don't trust you? Once you have that trust, then if I'm your supplier, you can call me and say, David, I really need those parts a day early.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do it because I like you, I know you, and I trust that you're not going to make it bad for me on the back end of that transaction.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, trust is actually a currency that mm-hmm. you can develop. And my recommendation would be to, while you're expressing the frustration, to really use those kinds of language with your local contact in the large mm-hmm. company to help give that person ammunition to help them boost up their ability to be your advocate
right.
with corporate.
David, I got to wrap it up. For today, will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
It would be a true pleasure.
Thank you. David Gebler, folks. PowerValues.com, is that the website?
PowerValues.com.
Check it out. The book is The Three Power Values. David Gebler, we'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.